Moving on, the United States and Britain are reportedly training insurgents fighting against the Syrian government. Reports say the insurgents are receiving training on anti-aircraft weapons in Jordan. Members of the Jordanian military are also attending the training sessions. According to Syrian sources, hundreds of insurgents have been trained during the past 3 months. American officials have refused to comment on the issue. Back in October, the New York Times reported that Washington has secretly sent over 150 American troops to Jordan. The Syrian militants have already been supplied with U.S.-made Stinger missiles. For more insight on that story, I'm now joined by Mr. Hisham Jaber. He is the director of Center for Middle East Studies and Public Relations, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Sir, welcome to the program. You've heard the reports. Also, some sources are indicating that U.S. military officials regularly meet with Syrian militants to discuss military planning. Does this run contrary to what the U.S. claims of giving non-lethal support to the opposition?
Yes. Personally, I was not surprised to read this report this morning. Everybody knows that 3 months ago, United States did provide directly or indirectly the insurgent in Syria by 30 missiles from Turkey, you know, through Turkey, missiles anti-aircraft. Those missiles were some seven came from Libya and other Stinger. Then one later on, we did find that the Syrian insurgent and rebel did achieve to attend many aircraft and from the Syrian Air Force. For example, 60 helicopters and 35 jet MiG. Everybody must understand that they have been provided by other missiles, you know, anti-aircraft missiles. And now this report showed and confirmed that they have a training on those missiles from in the Jordan land, because it's not in the Syrian land, because the insurgents don't have any free zone to have training on their Syrian land. They have training in Turkey and in Jordan. And the United States of America has a real problem in this issue, because they did discover later that that those missiles may arrive to the Islamic and the jihadic organization, including Jabhat al-Nusra, and there is no control on this issue. United States yesterday put al-Nusra on the list of the terrorist organization. The Free Syrian Army did criticize the American position. America, which did for 10 years trying to convince the public opinion in America that Al-Qaeda and our Muslim and Islamic organization are the first enemy of the United States, cannot now explain to the public opinion in America that why they are providing those organizations by very sophisticated weapons. I think America has a problem. Is trying on one hand to change the Syrian regime, on the other hand is very careful, America, in providing weapons or finance to the Islamic organization. There is a controversy, there is a paradox in this, and I don't think they will stop, at least indirectly, providing the insurgent by sophisticated weapon. And today we find a statement to Mr. Lavrov, the foreign secretary of foreign affairs in Moscow, after the meeting in Dublin, which failed, you know, with Hillary Clinton, saying that America insists to encourage a military operation or military solution in Syria. And we always say that the military solution is not a solution. It will push Syria into a civil war.
Thank you, sir.
I think America is in big problem, has a big problem, and is in big trouble, and on one hand cannot withdraw from supporting the Syrian
insurgent
and the Syrian opposition. On the other hand, cannot continue also and be responsible before the international community and the American public opinion.
All right, I appreciate your comments very much, Mr. Hisham Jaber, Director of Center for Middle East Studies from Beirut.